always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you're tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, where we were made to praise, man. And hey, yo, we back. We got another episode, man. I just want to say I appreciate everyone out there checking us out. You at the job, you might be in the car. I don't know where you are right now, but you decided to check us out. You might be at the crib cleaning up. Like, that's how I hear a lot of the radio shows I listen to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that might help time pass, you know, because that. Anyway, check it out, man. Today, we getting it in with a homie, man, from Lamp Mode Recordings, man. And matter of fact, he was behind the scenes with Lamp Mode for a while, and he's going to talk about that, man, because he's a real servant, and his name is God's Servant, man. We're going to get it in with God's Servant, chop it up with him, have him share his testimony, you know what I'm saying, how he got started in the music. You know, you already know how we do it. And then also, the topic of the day, something that God wanted me to talk about, was heart conditions, man. What is a good heart condition for a believer, and what's a bad heart condition that keeps us from believing? We might even talk about Pharaoh today and how his heart was conditioned a certain way because of the certain things that he did. Also, we know that Jesus talked about one of the first commandments that he gave was we should love God with all of our heart. So let's talk about that. Yada the King Radio. Let's get into this jam here on Yada the King Radio. You know what's populating, baby. Tell somebody it's going down. This is GS. These are the times.
We're all my friends and I'm calling them. I'm needing some help. This game is so unfair, man, I'm needing a ref. How am I supposed to think right when I'm seeing they left? It's crazy how I started seeing right, I'm seeing they left. God, if it's me, just show me myself. But he kept showing me visions that wasn't myself. This world a cold place, I'm seeing they breath. They try to play God, I'm seeing a debt. We all know the wages of sin is debt. But sin pays good the most money they met. From my view is money, power, and then they respect. Even Christians see money, power, and then they respect. I wonder if their decisions have any regret. Well, we'll see what they come up with next. I was told having money don't make you above, but in fact it just reveals who you already was.
These are the times to think about it, these are the times to think about it, with so much evil around that's trying to drown me. Keep my mind, oh Lord, these are the times, these are the times, oh, these are the times.
Last week a young boy took his own life, cause living sick and tired can make wrong right. When they argue and debate over the wrong rights, call it Sierra when it's really just a strong Sprite. We battling over ground when it's really water. Not to be gripped by any man, we run to the slaughter. Play kings, cutting partners, we playing cards. Life stinks, same crap, just a different star. When it's Bradley versus Pacquiao like every day, and it feels like you getting cheated each and every way. Believe there's a better way, receiving you better pray more. But my folly is giving hesitation to space. But my reservation in space is respirated by faith. Consecrated so forever, my declaration is grace. Show them the door like a usher, here I stand right now. Compilation in my right hand.
Think about it, these are the times. To think about it, with so much evil around that's trying to drown me. Keep my mind, oh Lord, these are the times. These are the times, oh, these are the times.
Yeah, it's people that love me regardless. Is it a cushion? Do I need my motivation or me in the pushing? Cause every time I fall, my world is shook. And every time I fall, my child is looking. So I'm looking to the sky like, Lord, what's up? Please don't tell me my time is up. Are they ever gonna accept my kind or what? Will I still be falling when my time is up?
To think about it, these are the times. To think about it,
You already told you we don't hesitate, we regulate.
Let's go. Yeah. Jesus Christ ain't no comparing him. Yeah. When he comes back for me, I'm gonna meet up in the air with him.
What?
Ha. I jam without preservatives. Tell your favorite rapper that I'd like to have a word with him. Yeah, he probably never heard of me. And if he did, he like, who am I to give the third degree?
Yeah.
Like I ain't been where they been. Walk where they walk, malt licking off gin.
Ha.
You know I came from where the guns blow. Ruthless blocks cutthroat. Back you out tough, tough.
Yeah.
Jesus, he gon' split the sky when the horn blows. Televised live, you gon' see it when it jumps off.
It jumps off.
And he gon' smash all that punk talk.
Yeah.
And all that chump talk. Murder one gun talk.
What?
And I don't care if it's front talk. You're full of murder while you kill your brother with your words, folk. And I can do this all day. Yeah, you know me, style was born off in the busy hallway. I'm trying to see them all saved. But in the meantime, I gotta pull cards and call Spain.
So,
teacher's pet, all A's. Excuse me, brethren, I'm a vet. Salute me or about fade. Hard body since I was a rookie. I'm a drill sergeant. Maybe you should drop it, give me 20.
Let's go.
Make it 100, whatever way that they want it. Get your weight up and keep it with the pace that I'm running. Can't just sit back waiting for money. Can't spend your whole life chasing the money. Far as that go, I be taking the money. And I be building the money. And I be breaking the money. To mean I'm flipping the money. And I'm investing the money. Wisdom makes king, so it's better than money. Let me show you how to stay ahead of a dummy. Keep them in debt, yeah, it's better than money. Cause debt is a prison, debt in your vision. Cause it's hard to get a career when the credit is money. With no 9 to 5, ain't got no job. Ain't trying to do no better. So you mob like Cheddar Bob, go right outside with the Beretta. I got problems, 5+, I am just too old for cops and robbers. So I won't be catching cases, caught for bagging white narcotics.
Yeah.
We invite you to join and fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you could come as you are, but you just can't stay that way. Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services? Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses? Do you need help in pulling it all together? The staff at Hunter Heart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs. Log on to hunterheartpublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review. We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world. Visit hunterheartpublishing.com. Hunter Heart Publishing, offer God's heart to a dying world.
Right there, that's the homie Lavoisier. The song is called Early Morning, and I like how he get that deep voice on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, he's going in, bro. I got somebody that been going in, man, by the name of God's Servant, man. And God's Servant, bro, we're going to get this show started with your testimony, man. We got about like 5 minutes. Share with us, man, some of the things that God has brought you from and even the things he's growing you up in right now, man.
I grew up. I grew up like many, in that I was in a household that didn't know the Lord, where he wasn't welcome or reverenced. And that led to me kind of, you know, doing whatever my heart wanted to do. I had no, you know, no understanding of him or, nothing. So I grew up in my teens. My mother and father ended up getting a divorce. My father, through just a variety of complicated circumstances, kind of ended at the bottom of his road. And he called on the Lord to save him. He met him there and drastically changed my path. And so after the divorce, my father had came back to where my mom was. She had took to Arizona. We were in Detroit at the time. And he came out to Arizona, and just the aroma of transformation was on him. And it was peculiar. It was intriguing. It was inviting. And so I used to go kick it with him, and he would take me to church with him. And he would just talk to me about the Bible, talking about Jesus, I think those were the kind of some of the instrumental seeds that the Lord used in terms of just sowing seeds of faith. Later, my brother followed suit. He found the Lord, and the Lord used that just because I looked up to my brother. And so it ended up kind of all consummating. One Thanksgiving, we were in the basement talking about why urban America was in the state that it's in. My sister-in-law, she said, it's because people don't love Jesus. And basically went on to say, you know, people say they love Jesus, won't give their life to him. And for whatever reason,
yeah,
that's the phrase that the Lord used to lock everything in place. And it just made sense. The call to discipleship, the cost of discipleship, and the what it means to be tethered to him. And so that night I was in my basement. Nobody else was down there. I just called on him, asked him to save me. He said, if you save me, I'm down forever. And he did. And so, I mean, next day, I remember going to bed like, let's go. You know what I mean? And next day, I mean, he was kind. And I had new affection. I had new reflexes in terms of the soul that I didn't know what to do with. I had, because I was actually reading the Bible at this time. Like, the Lord had used everything at this time. I was going through the Bible. I was going through the book of Matthew. And I was getting rocked off Jesus, and I was an unbeliever. But I was reading the Bible because he was drawing me. And whenever I called on him, man, it was like that day, man. It all just made sense. Everything made sense. That's really how it happened. It wasn't like an event and a response, but kind of a collage that God let me, and he opened my eyes to see the beauty of him. And so that's how I came to know him.
And let me ask you this, man. With that story that you just shared, bro, you said you was reading the Bible as an unbeliever. What stories were you reading, man? And what was capturing your attention so much? Were you reading the Gospels? Were you reading, you know what I'm saying, some of the Proverbs? What were you in, bro?
Well, see, what actually happened was I was in the basement. This was before the combo that I was having with my sister-in-law. But me and my father were watching Jerry Springer one day, y'all. And there was this Christian lady on there wilding out. And I kind of taunted my pop. I was like, see how y'all do? And he was like, man, he said, you don't even know what a Christian is. And I was irritated that I didn't know. Because I was kind of stubborn and argumentative. So really, I was so embarrassed that I couldn't answer that simple question that I actually started reading the Bible just so I could kind of tell my dad how foolish his faith was. So, but I had never read the Bible, so I was like, I'm just going to read it right quick because I don't think he's ever read the whole thing. And so that's actually why I started reading the Bible. So I was in Genesis, and I was getting Genesis, but like for whatever reason, I had a crazy appetite to just read that joint. So Genesis, Exodus, I got to Numbers, and I got lost because it was a little mad genealogy that I didn't know what was happening. But I had been to church enough to know where Jesus shows up in the New Testament. So I figured, well, let me just flip there first, run into Jesus, and I'll be able to summarize. So I went to Matthew, and it was in Matthew, really, that I came face-to-face with the God-man. And I remember reading it and being rocked off the fact that it was history. Like, I wasn't just reading a spiritual book, but I was reading history.
Yeah.
Jesus did everything I was reading, and it was amazing. You keep coming across in the Gospels, and they marvel, and some believe. You know what I mean? That's kind of what happened. I was seeing Christ and marveling, it led to belief.
Man, that's dope, bro. Talk to us, man, about some of the things that have happened since you've been born again, man. Give us a couple of stories of just God still rocking you, man, where you still are being marveled today.
Again, I don't have stories that come to mind. The Lord has just been really kind in my walk, man. Again, as a new believer, I had a Bible study teacher. I was at this church in Florida. It wasn't necessarily the most healthy situation, but I had a Sunday school teacher that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the Lord really used him. It was from the jump of my Christianity. He really used him to embed in me a passion for the scriptures and their depth and their all sufficiency. So, like, I'm from Jump Street having talks with this. Like, he was going through the parables of Christ, but he wasn't, like, just going through them and it being moralistic. He was teaching us about context and the culture and what it meant to them to figure out what it means to you.
Right.
What we come to know, what I've come to know these days is hermeneutics, but then he was just teaching us how to understand, interpret the Bible. And, man, that rocked me, that just to be exposed to the depth of the scriptures and the application for today. And so I remember things like he used to tell me, he'd be talking, and he was like, yo, he's like, well, honestly, I don't care for your opinions, and you shouldn't care for mine, because opinions can send people to hell, but God's word can save, it can do. And so just stuff like that burned in my soul.
Yeah,
just
come
the,
on.
The off of it, you know what I mean, the sufficiency of the scriptures. And the Lord really preserved that. That's been a crucial kind of buttress in my faith throughout its duration. And so, again, God just has been very kind of surround me with, again, it's kind of like my salvation experience. I didn't have a clean one. So some cats, I mean, they come through church, they hear the full gospel, and then they just respond in faith. I wasn't at a situation where I was hearing the full gospel consistently. And so, but the Lord pieced the gospel together for me over time, that collage. That's kind of how he's developed me. Like, I haven't really been in a situation, especially in my earlier faith, where it was like, you just had a solid church, you're getting disciples, you're getting walked. Like, that wasn't my experience for the first 4 years of my Christianity. I was very much solo, trying to make it. I had some dope sermons from Deuce, which I'm sure we'll get to later, which were really feeding my soul a lot. And I had a couple friends that were as eager to and zealous to fear the Lord that really helped. So it wasn't really until like my fifth or sixth year as a believer that I got into a quote unquote healthy church situation. Like it wasn't like my first 5 years I ain't have it. And so
wow.
God just continued to surprise me with kindness and surrounding me with his people, getting me resources that I'm still kind of confused how I got a hold of, but they ended up being instrumental in sustaining me in the wilderness. So yeah, man, he continues to see in Psalm 119, the psalmist is praying, so you open my eyes to behold wondrous things from your law. You talk about that amazement. And God has been faithful to keep me rocked off of the wonderful things in his word. And that's been one of the biggest just kindnesses in terms of my
Hey, amen, bro. The good thing is, like this new joint, bro, you all in. Talk to me about this, man. You and your, and I'm going to say it, you and your twin in the gospel urban community, Christian Gray. Talk to me, man.
Hilarious.
All in. What's up?
Yeah. Shout out to Christian Gray. One of the things with this album, yo, that I really took a look, and you think about the concept of simple love. I almost have to start there to explain the song.
Yeah.
My approach to this project, because this is not actually the first album I wanted to do, but the first album I wanted to do, my label thought was probably too thematic to be a first album. And so they really encouraged me to do something a little bit more general and generic, just to kind of give people a more, I guess, general introduction. And so I really had to sit back and say, well, Dad, what can I really... can't really talk about. And one of the things that the Lord had just been kind of, I think, pressing in my soul in that season was this concept of simplicity. You see it both, like Paul would boast of it, but with simplicity, with godly sincerity, with simplicity, we behave before you. Like this idea that, which is really just a humble purity, like a soulful purity that doesn't seek to overcomplicate things, doesn't seek to clutter things that shouldn't be cluttered, but that really seeks to find a common denominator at gospel and help people see it and serve them in that. That was kind of the approach I wanted to take with the project, was I wanted to have a simple, the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. That was really the idea of the project. So All In came about, I was one of the things I have been surprised by in my Christianity was my heart's proclivity to stray from God, and being my chief delight, but also somehow there's something in me that is prone to wander. And I wanted to do a song that cried to him from it, that asked him to help from it, that didn't have the glitz and glamour of I'm killing it, because that's not the true snapshot of me. But that's awesome. I want to be all in. I am all in. I mean, I'm trying to be all in. I wanted that to be the song. Not that I am all in, because I feel like I'd be lying if I said it. Even though my resolve is to be all in,
right.
I wanted to make it more of an appeal rather than a boast, because I felt like I couldn't say it with the same degree of integrity. So just that, you know, I want to be all in. You're worth being all in for. And obviously just that, the great commandment, love God with all of your heart, your soul, and your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself, obviously. That first one, that's the first commandment. And all the rest of them hang on it. And so that was the idea. And so I needed a dope singer. And so Shy directed me to Kristen Gray. And I hit him up. And he's such a sweet brother. Shout out to Kristen Gray. If y'all ain't got body art, get it. He's a ridiculously talented, humble dude. But yeah, he was quick. He was quick to respond. We got this link on the phone. We had similar souls. And the Lord had just been really kind of burned us in some similar ways to where the song just happened really quick and easy. And so I love how it came out. And I was just hoping it would be easy to do a simple service to people's souls.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. All in, Kristen Gray and our homie, God Servant on Yada the King Radio. Let's check it out.
Feel like I'm coasting and chilling here. My soul struggles at times, find that I'm feeling bare. Feeling my growth stunted, as if a ceiling's there. Sensing my heart is divided, chasing a million cares. Yeah, not willing just to go labor in prayer. Affections are a mess, the spirit spilling tears. Yeah, cause I know indifference is grieving him. How shameful when a believer isn't about seeking him. It's sad, but know that there's hope for a sinner still. Cause God is able to revive the sinner's will. But he alone can return us when we're totally off, and give a seal for his name with a holy resolve. Cause no, it's not okay to just be stagnant. The Lord is worthy of all our effort and action. It's sin to not love him with 100%, but call to love him with all our soul, our heart, and our strength.
Everlasting love, captivate my heart, set me free. Let your mercy come and be what's taking over me.
Time really flies and the calendar flips. I get distracted and find that my passions are split. Days turn into weeks, and those weeks into months, and those months into years, and I could be still in the slump. Cause my heart is deceitful, it entreats me with stuff. That is my soul, it's deceived me enough. If we've been raised with Christ through receiving his love, then really we should be seeking the things that's above. Christ has suffered for all, yeah, he died for our sin. So we conclude that we who live are now living for him. Gotta seek him today, gotta stay in his word. Must be eager to pray, must be eager to serve. But I heard it's a grind, holiness is a strain. I must toil and strive to mature in the faith. I gotta send some purpose to bring his name glory. I must behold him and walk in the ways he made for me.
Everlasting love, captivate my heart, set me free. Let your mercy come and be what's taking over me.
I'm ready to ride, I'm ready to work, oh yeah, I'm ready to grind. But I know if I should fall, or I get stuck in a rut. But I'm needing his grace to be picking me up, because I wanna be all his, I wanna be all in. But there is many traps that I'm prone to just fall in. But make me in awe of what Christ and the cross did, and know there's plenty grace for the sinner who calls him, who's calling like
everlasting love, captivate my heart, set me free. Seek come and be what's taking over me. Till I'm all in, till I'm all in, till I'm all in.
6 a.m. is when I go. My heart in my song, and you don't make me never. It's all good, but I need you to stop. Shows so it ain't no make-believe. No sir, no fairy tale. Gotta do this very well. If I don't work, then ain't no song. No paper trail. And it ain't about money, but I got bills and I had it up to here. And I ain't tryna roll up in it deep, cause I ain't a deal. Now, oh, now this is how we live, man. I don't need 100 grand to stay 100, man. It's a reality that I am in, so I gotta work until the final end. For a long time.
A long time.
They been looking at me clueless. Cause they done think I lost
nobody
my
mind. Nobody got my money, no my bankroll. Everybody out, yo. Work hard, gotta work that job. Cause can I have a brother live without dough? Whether work a part time or 9 to 5. This right here is my 9 to 5. Every show, every track. Gotta come out with a brother that'll make you bored. I hustle hard, trying to kill a track. So eat my bars, eat my bars. Coming with a diddle and hittle and killing the cement is off. But I got no arrogance, just can't settle with me. My message is stay adequate. This is how I'm living, cause I don't get salary. This is ministry, industry. I work from home, so when I'm at 6 a.m., don't disturb. While I'm in my zone, so you know I'm
been up on my grind. You know I ain't chilling, no. You can check my eyelids. 6 a.m. is when I go to the club in my zone. And you don't wake me never.
Wake me never.
Oh, girl, I need you to stop. I gotta stay. I'm working when I'm gone.
There, that song is canon. The song is called Work. If you don't work, you don't eat. You know what I'm saying? Get your plate ready if you're working. If not, it's not coming towards you, man. Anyways, we got the homie, God's servant, who looks like my brother. And matter of fact, we was talking about it. He said he looked like every light-skinned brother. What was some other people that you said, man? Real quick, you said that you look like who?
Yeah, man.
DJ
Clue. Hold on. Let me correct you, brother. I didn't say I look like. I said I've been accused of looking like.
Okay, you know he been saying? Accused. Yeah, my bad.
There's a delineation, brother. Now, I've been called J. Cole. I've been called The Weeknd. I've been called Chris Brown. Somebody came up to me at a show and was like, yo, anybody ever told you it was like Tyler Perry? I was like, wow. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the person's light-skinned, I've been called them.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, we got God Servant, man. We want to talk about you. First of all, the name God Servant. Now, people that listen to the radio show, they know I rap as the name Servant as well. I used to go by Servant of God. I am still the Servant of God, but I just dropped Servant to keep it quick. But I want to know why you got your name, bro.
Yeah. It's back to my testimony, man. I remember when I got saved, it was just that zeal. I wanted everything to be about Jesus.
Amen.
And so I was rapping at the time. I was like, yo, I'm gonna rap for him now. And I didn't want to have a name that was just dope. I wanted to have a name that pointed people to him now. And again, it was just through reading the Bible. I kept saying the phrase that usually identify that the servants of God would take upon themselves, the idea of servant, slave, yeah, I mean, a bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yo, God servant. Like, it didn't roll off the tongue, and I didn't care. It was just like, I want with cats to see my name and to know what I'm about. That's pretty much, that was all there was to it. And I was just like, I'm going to run with it.
All right, man. So that's what it is. Let me ask you this, man. Because I do a lot of street ministry, I'd be like, yeah, my name's Servant. Like, I got people in the world that won't even call me that, man. They'll be like, bro, what else can I call you, bro? I'm like, Servant, that's my name.
Right.
And, do you have any experiences like that, man?
Nope.
They just say, oh, God Servant.
I mean, I don't introduce myself as God Servant. Yeah, I mean, usually if I'm introducing myself, I'm blind. But I mean, if cats, like, if I do performances about your God Servant, that's what they go by. I wouldn't even care. And I mean, cats don't want to say, but I mean, you can call me fine if you want. But I wouldn't necessarily care.
Nah, I feel it. Hey, we keep it rocking, man. Yeah. Talk to me, bro. The first time I heard of you, for me, at least, was on Fanatics joint. Talk to me about this song right here, the Fanatics song. All I heard was,
boy, yeah.
Man, this dude, this is what I did. This dude is spitting. What's this dude's name? Okay, his name is God Servant. Tell me about this song that you did with Fanatic, bro.
Yeah. Okay, well, at the time, me and Brady was, we were both going to, me and Fanatic, we were both going to the same Bible college out in Lancaster, and we were just building, and I ended up moving away from the school because I couldn't afford to go there anymore, and it was that summer, he just hit me up. It was like a random call. I guess he was finishing his album. He's like, yo, I got a track. I think you would compliment it well. I'm going to send it to you. Can you get it to me in a couple of days? And I was like, all right. And at that time, it was like, I almost fainted. I was like, oh, snap, cross movement. Oh, snap, let's go. and so yeah, he sent it to me. I did one verse, and my verse, because he didn't send me his verse at first. I didn't know how it worked. Because like, I didn't have studio experience or nothing. And so he sent me a joint. And my approach to the song was mad aggressive. His wasn't, and so they was like, yo, can you do something a little bit more chill? That was actually the second verse I wrote for it. To this day, the first verse I wrote for it, those first eight bars are probably my favorite eight bars I've written. Them just never saw the light of day. that's how it happened. So it was a joy, man.
All right, man. I'm gonna have to ask. Since those first eight bars have never seen the light of day, do you have plans on bringing them out? Are you just waiting on the right thing or what?
Nah, I don't have plans on bringing them out. Actually, I had a roommate, and he ended up using the bars on a mixtape.
Oh, wow.
He was singing, and so he thought it fit like a good hook.
Yeah.
So he took my two best punchlines in the joint and made a hook out of it. Wow. Then it was just like, I was like, dad, well, I can't never use the joint now. they're just never going to see the light of day. But they would still glorify God in silence, like nebulas that mankind never sees.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Talk to me, man, with your music, bro. What's the main heart of your music, man? What are you trying to yeah. portray with what you do, bro.
Worship. I'm a doxology dude, man. I could care less about the critic, you know. I do not write to impress critical ears, like, at all. Like, I could care less.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I mean, you still want cats to like the music, and it's discouraging when people, like, if people diss it. But my aim has always been for the soul. I want to stir people's affections for Christ, and that's pretty much it. Because I could care less if I had, like, a really dope album if it didn't benefit somebody's soul. And so the priority is flipped. So for me, I just want to benefit people's soul, and I want to make it as best as I can. And so it's still a value system, but like, there's no question. My biggest priority is I want to push people into worship. I want to push them in to see Christ as glorious as He is. Hopefully, increase their joy in that. And that's all I want. You know that famous quote that you'll preach the gospel, die, and be forgotten. That's like my motto, man. I just want to serve people's joy in Christ. And you can forget me. I'm not here to erect monuments for myself or to set up empire. I just want to serve people's joy in Christ. And He's given me a small opportunity to do it through music in this season. And so I just want to take advantage of it.
All right, man. And speaking of worship, we're going to go to your next track right here. SDG, talk to me about what this is right, man, and who's on it.
Yeah, Soli Deo Gloria. Glory to God alone, you know what I mean? And so, again, it's always been... Actually, I put out a little album like a year and a half ago, something like that, called Cover. I did Sola Scriptura. And so it's just one of the random things I like doing. I just like... Again, I like the solos. Soli Deo Gloria. I was like, I can't believe nobody did a song about Soli Deo Gloria yet. Again, it's fitting with the theme of simplicity. Like, it's a simple concept, even though there's complexity there. But that's what the Christian life is about. Not glory to us, it's glory to Him. That's Psalm 115. I was writing it. SO, me and him have been building. He got signed with him before me. Put out a really dope tape last year. And even his new tape is really, really dope. Shout out to SO. Y'all don't have the album, So It Continues. Just came out November 16th. It's crazy. Me and him was chopping. I sent him the joint. He was down to ride on it. Just because the beat was kind of more unorthodox, a little dubstep, you know, I just liked it. So T. Waller made the track, and it just came together kind of quick. So,
yeah,
that's what happened, man. Yeah.
All right, so let's hop into it. Yada the King Radio with God's Servant. Let's check it out, y'all.
Yeah, I said it. He's high, he's lifted, he's fly, he's different, he's wide. We're living, he's all powerful and omniscient. We're dead, we're sloppy, but he's supreme and he's lofty. But humbled himself with covenant wealth was dealt. I'm glad that he bought me. How dare I compare my, or try to share in his fame? His own one he swears by, cause nothing's high as his name. We humans, we're ruined, we're stupid thinking we rule it. It's foolish, cause us in a spot on top is not congruent. He's solely, it's worthy of praise, but He alone is holy, majestic, perfection. Creation tells of His glory. What's more, we gotta bow down and worship Him and Him only. From Him, to Him, through Him, for Him, all things made that were made to adore Him. His mercy displayed on the cross when Jesus hung. With God the Father beat the Son. It's actually the greatest deed that's done. Redeeming love that will pay for sins, but would also bring His sons and daughters back to the Father. Catching it all, oh God, may Your kingdom come. And we say, Soli Deo Gloria, He's glorious. And Soli Deo Gloria, He's glorious. It's only day, Gloria, He's glorious. It's only today, Gloria, He's glorious. It's only day, Gloria, He's glorious. It's only day, Gloria, He's glorious. It's only today, Gloria,
mic check, 1, 2, 3 words, one truth. We serve and go deeper, plant feet first, unmoved. Come through, but can't undo the sun's moves. They sung too, die for the Lord when He hung on the cross. Let that thought cut you, cause it cut me. Hand to the Lord like a trustee. Creating the doors and I must scream. He paid for it all, wasn't cost free, but costly. And though we did it for His glory, the scene I saw was gory. The Bible shows it for me, I let Cephas tell the story. He said, blessed be the God and the Father of Christ. All glory goes to the Father of life. Top soul is quoted in Harvard. This ain't hopeless jargon, coughing. I write everything I do for the glory of him, for the words that were in, that's so it begins. Head of birds of the world, of the wind and the worm, that's turning and yearning again. You'll learn to your end. The chief one, I hope you see. Deep sun, it's not oblique or weak, but it's that sun that we have seen. He gets the glory. Although we all just surface, we serve a God who's perfect. The soul we all scream, solely Deo Gloria, we go.
Solely Deo Gloria, he's glorious. And solely Deo Gloria, he's glorious. And solely Deo Gloria, he's glorious. And solely today, I'm back on the
his glory shone in all of the things he's made. Uniquely by the priesthood, made up of those he's cleaned and saved. Come, you people redeemed from evil, you ransom, bring his praise. Let your actions and your speakers sing of the King who brings us grace.
Let's proclaim his excellencies, let's praise him excellently. Got sent from a dark domain, transferred and placed in his assembly. This fountain that we're dousting, this salvation astounding. This grace we have is glorious, so let's gather round and crown him. Yeah, that glory kit, love in Christ and his glory is adorned and lifted up, and it's glorious, and that justice glory is. Yeah, who gets the honor? You know how the story ends. When this Christ we know is the all in all, so then all the glory's his.
Gotta decrease, so he'll increase. It will die the more we love. To our precious Lord and our God, it's only day, oh Gloria. Gotta decrease so he'll increase. We'll die the more we love. To our precious Lord and our God, it's only day, oh Gloria.
Gloria, Gloria, Gloria,
Gloria, day, oh Gloria.
It's John.
My Lord Chef, double his tone set. Whip him like a super play. He's so fly, make the sky say trip shake. He's so fly, make the sky say trip shake. He's so fly, make the sky say say.
This our great God, and we never stray from. Instead, we celebrate the cross. I got he saved some. We live in a generation generating more evil. He will grace retrieval, clean slate from the blood that he spilled. So raw, we are free fall like timbers to make that paper. Meanwhile, it's safer died on trees so we can see he is favor. Woe is me, poe is me, no poetry. I owe the king no court cases or pillows in case we just grace. I slept on him. Hey there, you there, look at Christ, you searching for a sign. What's greater than his life, death, ascension on high? Nothing never equate greatness over grace that he gives. I'm a witness of his power, for his glory we live.
Focus on his greatness, for his glory twilight. And there God touched down, that's the highlight.
Nothing never equate greatness,
man, I live in twilight. And there God touched down, that's the highlight.
My Lord Chef, double his own set. Whip him like a super play.
Okay, it's thanks I give you gratitude. You great, no hate my attitude. I want to love you, hope my response is compatible. Plug in your great works, it's USB to mic on me. Your love it come with perks, put me on, I got needs. Come clean my heart, demand my affections and attention. Show me your glory, I need reflection and retention. I'm so forgetful, but you just gently mention. No longer sick from sin, cause you my great physician. It's undeniable, I was hard-hearted, not pliable. Your greatness and patience and me scheming and maniacal. Faith in you made me fireproof, grace is indescribable. I laid down my guile, you came with that sonic
boom. My Lord Chef, double his tone set. Whip him like a super blade. He's so fly, make the sky say trip shake. He's so fly, make the sky say trip shake. He's so fly, make the sky say trip shake.
Ain't too shit, ain't too shit.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSouth.com, the online source for all the hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Rapping the West Coast. The fattest gospel hip hop. Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Gina.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Duck King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right, that was Chad Jones. The song was called Touche. Touche. That's the way we do it on Yada the King Radio. And I'm going to just say this real quick. If you don't have it yet, you need to get the Yada the King Radio app. Man, it's only $1.99. Take us with you on the road. We got shows. I just did a brand new mix show called The Traffic Jams. 30 minutes, just music. You get it in, but you need the app so you can take it in the whip or if you're in the bus. However you get it. You could be in New York on the little subways and all that. Hey, just make sure you got the Yada the King app with you. I got somebody from the East Coast, and I'm going to ask him this, man. Now, I'm just going to say this. Shout out to Lampmo. You guys got this thing called the Chopping Block. You know what I'm saying? And it's one of the dopest video things I've seen. I can watch this kind of stuff all day, bro. So,
yeah,
they did one with you, man, about you joining Lamp Mode. So I'm going to ask this, man, just for those that haven't seen that yet, tell them how they can see it, but also say what your life was like before joining Lamp Mode and after Lamp Mode.
Yeah. The video is online. You can check the Lamp Mode's Vimeo, vimeo.com/Lamp Mode. On the new artist announcement. And basically, my life before Lamp Mode and after Lamp Mode, actually, it looks a lot similar in some ways and different than others. So,
yeah.
I used to actually work with the label. I was the director of operations for the past 3 years. So, I was kind of doing music in the cut, and I met Josh. He had got my, like, I did a tape a few years ago. This was before mixtapes was all huge. Back then, I just wanted to do music for free just because I thought it would have been dope. So I did it, and it was getting passed around. And so Josh, who's DJ Essence, he somehow got it. So we ended up linking, and we just started building. So he's building, and one day he's asking me if I wanted to come work with the label.
Mm.
And he was like, he needed help. It was growing. And so I was like, sure. and so I came on, and we've been working together for about 3 years. And about a year and a half ago or so, he's looking to sign a new artist. And so picked up ISO and he said you're going to sign me as well. And so that's how the transition happened. I'm still working there now. Actually, I'm only working there until the end of December. I'm moving to D.C. I'm going to be doing a pastoral internship there. So
wow, that's
my last month working for Lamp Mode as a director of ops. Lord willing, I'll still be able to do music with them though. And so for now, I mean, it looks kind of similar now. So I'm kind of doing both lanes right now, which can get complicated sometimes, and it's a joy, yo. It's a straight joy.
Yeah.
I have like zero complaints about it, man. I said, I work with some great dudes. I work with some absolutely great dudes. Love the Lord. They want to see people love him more. And that's just a wonderful effort to be behind.
Hey, man, that's really what it is, bro. Let's get on the topic of the day, though, man. We talking heart conditions, man. And you said something earlier, man, that was not planned, I don't think. When we were just talking about your testimony, man, and it was right before the song All In, you want your heart to be all in, and you want to love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, which is the first commandments that Jesus gave, which he said all the other commandments are in. So let's talk about this, man. What is a heart condition that's a healthy heart condition for believers, and what's a non-healthy heart condition look like?
I would actually, the two categories just off the cuff is I would say needy and unneedy. So a healthy heart should be a needy heart, and a unhealthy heart is a unneedy heart. So like in the Bible, the Bible says that in Christ we have it teaches that in Christ we have everything. You think about Colossians 2. Paul, he was arguing this, saying, yo, the fullness of God dwells in him bodily, and you are filled in him. So in one sense, it's like your heart shouldn't be needy because you have all things in Christ. However, we're still here. We have this treasure in a jar of clay, the Bible says. And so we're still frail. We're falling apart. And we still struggle with that sin nature that's going to seek to eclipse Christ. It's going to seek to push him out. It's going to seek to lead us astray from him. And so we're just needy, man. We need to be like David prayed in Psalm 51, uphold us with a willing spirit. We know his spirit is in us. So we need to be filled with his spirit to do it. And we need to be aware of our own frailty. Like, one of the most unhealthy signs of a believer is when they don't think they're bad. when they're not up on the fact that their heart is actually not always happy, not always joyful in Christ, but that their heart actually has unhealthy appetites and there's darkness still there.
Yeah.
And so when a believer's blind to that, yo, that just makes them susceptible to all types of sins and failures. And so I'll make a category. I say a healthy heart is a needy heart. An unhealthy heart is an unneedy heart, which is the paradox of the faith.
Yeah, and when you say unneedy, let's just break that down. When somebody says I don't need something, that's a pride issue. It sounds like. Am I right with that?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, and it's multifaceted, yo. It's a pride issue in that it's like the person sees themselves as better than they really are, right? So they think that they're not as whack as they actually are.
Hey, tell them you're whack.
We are. But the joy, that's the gospel. The gospel is that the whack people get Christ.
That's right.
He said the physician doesn't come for the healthy cats, but for the sick. And so the other flip of the pride is it sees Christ as small. The heart that thinks that it's not sick can't think largely about Christ. You can't think largely about the gospel because you don't see a problem as large. That unneediness is multifaceted, both an over-exaltation of self and then at the depreciation of the greatness of Christ. And that's no bueno, man.
Yes. Yeah. Now, something that we hear about in the church a lot is hardened hearts. Tell me real quick, what is a hardened heart? What would you say is a hardened heart?
A hardened heart. Well, that's a multifaceted question.
okay.
So you think about how God says he hardens Pharaoh's heart, right? So there's a heart that is just cold to God, right? There's a heart that can't respond to God because it's actually a stone heart, right? Ezekiel 36. So that's one of the things we know that somebody become a believer and converted is if God took their stone heart. You know what I mean? They don't get harder than stone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if God takes their stone heart, he gives them a heart of flesh. So that's one. And Hebrews 3 talks about the deceitfulness of sin can harden a heart, leading somebody to fall away from God. And so I think there's a hard heart can both be the heart of an unbeliever, right? the surgery hasn't happened. But a hard heart can also be the new heart that has be, that is getting increasingly callous because of either a person vegging out on sin, person not keeping watch over their soul, a person not keeping watch over the deceitfulness of sin, and not being exhorted. But again, there's so many things that can contribute to it, and yeah, in different stages, it's hardening. You know what I mean? So,
that's good.
But yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, that's really good, bro. I like the way that you broke it down, man, because there is a lot of different. I actually just preached on a hardened heart, and those are all the scriptures that I just pulled out, man.
But, oh, word? Okay,
yeah, dope. Bro. So yeah. I was like, this is pretty dope. But a heart, God that's wants our heart conditions, man. He wants our hearts in a place where we can say, hey, man, God, without you, man, you can fill my whole heart. Fill my whole heart. Like, if your house is a heart, he needs to have all of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the place where God wants our hearts, man. Anything you want else you want to say on that before we go into your next joint?
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I agree, man. Yeah, not only does he want it, but he's entitled to it.
That's right. I mean? I like that.
He's worthy of it. He made it. You know what I mean? It's the one who makes it isn't from him is all things, from him to him and through him is all things. And that includes the heart. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, man, look, check it out, bro. We're going to go to your song, man. Staying in your lane of worship music, man. You got a joint called Worthy is the Lamb. And I'm just going to say this. Like, you don't even got to listen to the song. If you just see a title like this, you know this is a song about worship. So talk to me about this right here, man. Worthy is the Lamb.
Yeah, man. It was just a time where I've actually been like, yo, where's the songs that are exalting in God and are extolling him, like the scriptures do? And so I was like, yo, man, I took the line straight out the Bible, you know what I mean? Can't go wrong, right? That's the song they're singing in glory, Revelation 5:8, right? And so I just wanted to, again, my aim is to serve people joining Christ through worship, and so I just started fitting, yo, how can we make a song that's going to give it that chanty? You can scream it. You can get hype about it. Be worthy, like, other than the worth of the land. And so I was just trying to think of what can umbrella that, and even the servant effort of that simplicity and purity of devotion, a simple way to just magnify God and have it to be inclusive, a communal magnifying of God. And so my mind went to Revelation, just the scene that's painted there, John is like, the seals closed and he's grieved because it says nobody is worthy in heaven, on the earth, or under the earth. But the angel came to him, they don't weep, because there's one. And it says, behold, I saw him like a lamb slain. And the celestial beings, the sinless ones are screaming out, yo, worthy is the Lamb, because he's ransomed people, made them a people, a kingdom of priests to our God. Worthy is he of blessing, honor, wealth. Again, it's just this crazy celebration and lifting up of Christ. And I wanted to try to capture a little bit of that. And so that's how the song kind of unraveled. Yeah.
Dope, man. Let's hop into it. We here with God's servant on Yada the King Radio. This is Worthy is the Lamb.
Yo, we were check dead in our sins. We ain't just make mistakes. Now we're embedded in him thanks to a saving grace. Went from dead and wretched to being resurrected. Our souls were saved at the cross, the most perplexing method. Yeah, and the pardon given was most effective. Cause we were freed and was freely given a hope to rest in. Went from so defective and having no perspective to now some heralds that's called us through with the dopest message. Yeah, and we're free from living a foolish life. We not abide in the light of the truest kind. As he renews our mind, I find we choose to know nothing amongst the brothers of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Some try to scrutinize, say that we're too extreme. But too much gospel's like saying somebody's too redeemed. So now it's in Christ that we trust and hide, because we're in him and we're justified.
Worthy is the Lamb,
because he's high and lifted up.
Worthy is the Lamb,
because he has delivered us.
Worthy is the Lamb,
if we've been rescued from the
We count everything as a massive loss, because the price of us knowing Christ has a massive cost. But its surpassing worth makes us to suffer pain. Before it's sake, it's all rubbish in light of what we gained. I know the cross is a paradox, it's confounded men, but there's no other hope for sinners to be grounded in. We gained our Lord and Savior, no longer bound to sin. The worthiness of knowing Christ and being found in Him. He sent the only Son to die for trifling men. How vastly huge is the magnitude and the price of sin. And Jesus got the blame, took all our awful shame. Now He's exalted with the name above all other names. A fragrant offering, that's what we bring to Him. That's why we bring Him praise, that's why we sing to Him. But He was made low to save souls. Let the redeemed of Him say so.
Worthy is the Lamb,
because He's high and lifted up.
Worthy is the Lamb,
because He has delivered us.
Worthy is the Lamb,
if we've been rescued from the grave.
Worthy is the Lamb,
so now His people celebrate.
Worthy is the Lamb.
The Lamb, behold the risen slain. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, praise His holy name. So worthy is the Lamb, behold the risen slain. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, praise His holy name. So bring the diadem and keep your eyes on Him, the Lion Lamb and Holy God to be delighted in. Our God is truly sovereign, so all is rightly His. So let us give the worship that He should rightly get. He's worth the celebration, He's worth the sweat and tears. Our God is in the heavens, He should be blessed and feared. Now unto Him who has defeated sin, His people cry out and we sing to Him.
Worthy is the Lamb,
because He's high and lifted up.
Worthy is the Lamb,
because He has delivered us.
Worthy is the Lamb,
if we've been rescued from the grave.
Worthy is the Lamb,
now His people celebrate.
Worthy is the Lamb.
This is first because I named Christ. Then I became a misfit when it surfaced that I shamed Christ. See, sometimes you bring it on yourself and you're the blame, right? Other times you're being labeled and the label ain't right. Jesus was a misfit and this is how we gain sight. He showed us how to flip it and be misfits with a changed life. He gave us strong truth, He gave us strong proof. You could be a misfit just for favoring the wrong group. The drags, you know the one that just sit on stoops in rags. Coolers clearly not their strong suit. The stained ones we'd always say don't know how to act. Hardly a wilder bag, twisted like a bottle cap. We might need a misfit to mix it up with this clique. These are all the misfits that Jesus loves to get with. Let's go, Matthew 28, Petro. Go till we cover the face and they glow. Franco.
We'll go through, we'll be alright.
What you did, it really don't compare.
They talk about my clothes and hate on all my dreams. They never really know the pain that I've seen. They feel a little low, I'm high as Charlie Sheen. Washed in the blood, misfit, I'm coming clean.
Just a little bit. Let's make it magical. Yelling out, go misfit from Egypt to Mexico. New level, Mexico, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Up, up, and away we go. Better get out the way, y'all get hurt. Forget the majority. Are the most common way to get it work. Submit to authority. You're the only real way to get it work. Is to press on your knees. Surrender your members to God. I tell you, you're lucky. I only got 8 bars.
We'll be alright. We'll stand strong and we'll fight the fight. We're misfits.
did it. Before I did it, a critic I was. Admit it, quick to sinners and judge. But I shifted, now I pivot just to strengthen my brothers. And all the compassion I felt, I want to give it to others. I'm so ready to feel the burn like a mitt in the oven. And go where the wild things are, I'm in a position to love them. Be in a position to love them and demonstrate Christ. Opposite the pictures depicted him as another religious icon. My God resisted a rebel with an issue with the religious on the mission to rub them the wrong way and expose how ridiculous it was for them to think they were so much better than other sinners above them. No, now we stand as a picture of hope, screaming Christ is the misfit to know. Let's go, oh.
We're going good, we'll be alright.
Right there, that's that Go Misfit Go song. I had to go back. They had that Misfit tour. Man, if you missed it, man, you missed it. That's all I'm going to say. It was a great tour. I went to the one in Portland and Seattle. And, they didn't come up here this time, I don't think. They just had another tour. We're going to have to talk to them about that. Anyway, we're going to get it in. God Servant, we talking. If you just getting in, you miss us talking about heart conditions. I will talk a little bit about it more after this, but check it out, man. God Servant, you got this album, Simple Love. For the people that don't have it yet, where can they get it? And just give us a real quick synopsis one more time what this album is about.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, for those who find it helpful, you can get it on iTunes or Amazon, pretty much any digital outlet that you get music at. And again, the aim of the album is just to again serve people's affections in Christ, hopefully stir them up, and just to point them to them. And so hope it's an encouragement and a service to your soul. Yeah.
All right, man. Who's on this album that I don't want to say is just going to make the album, but for somebody else that's like, I haven't heard of God Serving yet, name some of the cats that's featured on here.
I got a lot of people that I just respect artistically, and so one of my things I try to do on my projects is to have it reflect where I'm at in life, and so just brothers that I'm able to walk with. So Shy Lynn, he's on the album. The Ambassador, he's on the album. Both of those brothers played like huge roles in my life and just my development.
Yeah.
And served my joy in Jesus, and so it's such a joy to do a track with them. Afso, we've developed a dope relationship. Christian Gray, we were able to start building. There's actually a sister on here named Lauren Monique. She is a dope singer. So
wow.
Her, Shy, Tim, and me, Timothy Brenner, we remade Oh the Deep Love of Jesus. And so she's someone to look out for. Trip Lee, he lent his services my way. I feel like I'm and a brother cats probably don't know about, his name Brooks Ritter. So he's more of a bluegrass type singer, but the brother got it. I mean, I call him White Mocha. You know what I mean? He got a smooth, buttery voice. So he's one of the singers on Sojourn. They've served my soul tremendously through their music. And so it was such a joy to do a track with him. I think that's it that I can think of, man.
Producers, man. Like, I know a lot of cats, especially like when we buy iTunes music, we don't always see the producers. So you're going to have to tell me who some of the guys that got it in with on this project.
Absolutely. Alex Dina, he's a good brother. T. Waller, he murdered it. He's the one, he did Sylvie Dale Glory, Worthy is the Lamb. Probably two of my favorite tracks on there. Brother named Joseph Love, he also contributed to some of the joints I really like on there. He's due from St. Louis. G-Rock, he's down in Florida. Brother named Dimodakis, he's from New York. The Melchizedekian producer. Tony Stone, got a track from him. And I think and Juice. I got some Juice love on that. The Juice.
Man, I like how you got a nice variety. Like, you named a lot of the producers. There might still be one or two other ones, but I like how you got that a nice variety of producers. When you just name that production cast, it sound nice, man. So let me do this, man. What you got coming up next, bro? Any tours? Any? I know you said you were.
Yeah.
Yo, go ahead, share that with me then.
Yeah, well, actually on Tuesday, so December 4th, I'm actually going to be dropping a Christmas project called The Price of Christmas. It's a special project. We just dropped a single called We the Three, featuring an ambassador, a brother named Gosh, 83. We just did it like yesterday or the day before, I don't remember. I've been wanting to do a Christmas project for a while, and so I kind of did that. Yeah, I was able to knock it out kind of between times, and so that's actually... We're going to release that on Tuesday. It's going to be a little special thing. And I'm actually doing a small little concert series with that. So,
wow.
Be in North Carolina, a couple joints in Pennsylvania, joint California. That's this month. And then from January to May, I'm actually off the grid. So I'll be doing a pastoral internship. I appreciate any prayers for it. And then hopefully at the end of that, man, I'll be able to start on the next project, which I don't really release the info about yet.
Smart. Look, check it out, man. You got any last words that you want to share with the podcast people, man?
Much love to Yada King, you know what I'm saying? For showing love. It's been a joy to talk, and thanks for having me, man. It's humbling. Grace and peace to all of those chosen. I like that.
All right, man.
Yeah, yo. Grace and peace, man.
Well, check this out real quick. We're going to go into this song, Lifeline, from Sean Simmons. He got a free EP that y'all need to go get. Support what they're doing as well, man. We'll be right back after this. We got it.
Very beginning. Yeah, let me tell it. Who was Sean Simmons? Thought you never asked. Long time coming, thought it might have passed. Climbing from the bottom, trying not to fall. Everybody knows you never walk before you crawl. Dreams are never small, R&B lights. Six-figure deal, but something wasn't right. Try to go gospel, labels wouldn't buy it. Cool, they didn't like it, at least they were polite. Grinding like a D-boy, fighting for significance. Sneaking in the cellars like we a bunch of immigrants. Stayed independent, underground roots. Sleeping in the car doing video shoots. Shouts going out to Carlos and PK. R.I.P. Lace one time for my DJ. Studying the film, my loop on the replay. It's better even with the delay, yeah. Flow, A-town banger, monkey off my back, no coat hanger, saint or a sinner, could it be both, the first shall be last, am I getting close, out here on a limb, thinking of a plan, tell me how you get a grip when you got sweaty hands, on the other hand, wait I'm running out, need a long E but the tank is full of doubt, try to write a book, got the jet to five, had to start it over, now I'm stuck in overdrive, under 25, and we already moguls. Still a lot to learn. Far from being global, more like being local. Hoping that we make it. Trying to feed my kids, no icing for the caking. No Ferrari breaking. Lying if I ever said Jesus isn't everything top that ever read. Right now I see.
royalties already. Clannies and chatty, we rarely are afforded. When failures are recorded, website reported, truth just distorted. Chatter on the blogs, what's it all about? Is he rapping cause the singing wasn't working out? Got 32 bars, everyone got a count. Appreciate you black, you put that mortgage on your house. Believing in a dream, so many at the scene. Now they try to connect cause they didn't get the weed. Whatever's meant to be, he's written in the stars. Not a gambler, but I learned is how you play your cards. Never play the odds, they only stack the deck. Haters gonna die, I'm just paying my respects. Then I'm going deep, they ask me what's the catch. I'm trying to be like Christ, so I'm trying to be the best.
Let's go. Come on. Now tell them you don't wanna hear that trash.
You can't blame me.
Come on. Let's tell them we don't wanna hear that trash. Come on. Now tell them we don't wanna
hear that.
We don't wanna
hear that.
We don't wanna
hear that.
We don't wanna.
See, this is why hip hop is dead. Ain't got a rap.
No.
They can sell a mill saying nothing on the track. They can write a song about the most ignorant thing they can think of, and people gon' play it in the clubs, and they don't need skill, not an ounce of talent. They just make up a dance and the fans start wailing. Homie in his 40s trying to do the Superman in the dugout looking like a fool, but labels advance him their money, and he gon' get that radio play. Cause these days you don't need a hot song, so it's really easy. All you gotta do is pay off the DJ, then they'll scream
rewind,
and they'll keep it on replay. So welcome to the world of hip-hop, where the artists that are spitting the truth just flop. And all the kids are so lost cause they bumping this trash, and we don't tell them turn that radio's off. Son, I'm getting tired of all that come, they rap, I feel so uninspired. People play that garbage to turn it up high, but I'ma turn it off. And know me, this is why. Set of working ears, cause I'm hearing what they're hearing, and they go berserk and cheer. But me, I turn it up because it hurts to hear. Music is only getting worse, I fear that this will continue unless we persevere. Nothing but evil is spewed, it's a crisis. The kids are being fueled by this music that's lifeless. These rappers say they killers, yeah they claim it. They tell you they really gangster, but soon as they're blamed with misleading the children with their lyrics and their language, they change it and say it isn't real, it's entertainment. Now that's a weak excuse. They want your money, but they don't wanna be held accountable for what they're teaching you. So if you're tired of these rappers not speaking truth, I'll tell you what we should do. Just sing. Time to bring the heat back. Son, I'm getting tired of all that come, they rap, I feel so uninspired. People play that garbage and turn it up high, but I'ma turn it off. And know me, this is why. Shoot 'em up, murder, death, kill. Pop a bottle, roll a blunt and get high. Or they spin that bling bling, swing a false idol from your chain bag, a model stunting in your fresh ride. Plus they play them songs, putting women down, telling young fellas if they hustle they'll be making that cash. So let's pull the plug on the DJ, screaming turn it off, cause we don't wanna hear that trash. We should call up all the stations and tell them how we feel. We should tell them it's time for them to play something real, music that has meaning, something that's strong with a message written to put our wrongs in perspective. You can keep that gangsta rap, cause that ain't what we wanna hear instead. We want soul food, something to get our spirits fed. So we'll be spirit led as we steer ahead. That bread of life rap, cause everything we hear
time
is
dead. Time to bring the heat back. Son, I'm getting tired of all that come, that rap, I feel so uninspired.
feeling spy. People play that guard, but you turn it up high. But I'ma turn it on, and know me, this is why.
All right, right there. That was the homie Datton. Turn it off. Man, go check him out, man. We got his podcast episode up on the internet on yattatheking.com. You can get it on a whole bunch of different places, man. You can go to yattatheking.blogspot.com. You can go to iTunes and subscribe to Yacht of the King Radio, or even get our app. We have it for the Android, Apple, the Kindle Fire. Take it with you, man. That way you can have it on the go. The shows is already on there. Download them if you don't got internet on your whatever your phone or your whatever it is, because they don't work without the internet. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you got that. And man, take us with you, bro. Tell somebody at your job, man. I got people telling people, hey man, check this out, and they're like, man, they really enjoy it, man. So I appreciate y'all once again, man. That was a great interview that we got in with God Servant. If you just missed it or you just tuned in, you can always go to the website, check it out, or even just Google Heart Conditions featuring God Servant. You'll find us at yattatheking.com, man. Look, check it out. We talking on the topic of the day, heart conditions, man. And I really feel that in order for us to have a solid relationship with God, our heart must be right. There's a lot of times that our hearts are in the wrong place. We got a good head knowledge of God, but if our heart is not in the right place to God, it doesn't matter. I always say it like this. There's a lot of people that do things for God, but they're not doing what God wants them to do. For instance, what do I mean by that? I mean, I could say, hey, man, I'm going to go to the church and I'm going to help out because, you know, they need help. Or I can eat. I'm going to give this food to the poor. Or I'm going to give this to somebody that's in need. Those are all good things. You could do good things. But know that your good works, as they're called, are not going to get you into heaven. If your heart is not in the right place, man, it really doesn't matter to God. So we have to examine our heart. One story that I look at in the Bible is Pharaoh. And the whole story of Pharaoh, he was the Pharaoh of Egypt. I'm sorry, he was Egypt's Pharaoh. And a lot of people seem to miss this part of the story, but pharaohs believed that they were gods. And remember, Jesus's first commandment was love your God with all your heart. Even the very first commandment that he gave in the Bible was have no other gods before him. When we are disobedient to God's word, our heart gets hard. It gets hard to the point where we start. If somebody says something about God, oh man, don't talk to me about that. We get super defensive. We're like, hey man, please don't come to me with all that kind of stuff. I don't need to hear from you. I can do this on my own. That's what happens when our hearts get hardened. When your heart gets hardened, you don't want to listen. I mean, I preached about this at my church. When somebody has a hard heart, it's just like when somebody's like, they become cold. And you know, even on the streets, they be like, oh, that dude's hard, man. What do they mean when they say that? They're saying that this person, he is untouchable. He is, he has no emotions, or he's not allowing his emotions to be messed with, for the lack of a better word. And that's not a good thing all the time. I believe that our emotions should have them under control, but we need to make sure that our heart is in the right place to hear from God. Moses, he had to get his heart in the right place to hear from God. I mean, the interesting thing about Moses' story, if you look in Exodus, even while he grew up in the palace, he said he was not an Egyptian. He acknowledged that. So there was things that God was even teaching him then, but it took him until he was 80 years old for God to get him in the right place, because Moses wanted, he tried to do it in his own strength. See, the younger Moses, he probably was pretty strong because he did offer an Egyptian that was messing with some of his people. You know what I'm saying? So he wasn't no little chump. But I will say this, he was trying to do it in his own power. When God can get you into a place where your heart is conditioned to listen to God, to stay still, to be with God no matter what, you're going to see powerful things happen in your life, man. Powerful things in your relationship with God. And God is all about our heart. A lot of people, they can serve him with their mouth. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord, you will be saved. And obviously, I'm paraphrasing, but that's Romans 10, 9, and 10. But believe in your heart was a huge part of that, man. Where's your heart at? Ask yourself, man, is my heart in the right place? And you know, when I'm talking to you right now, you know whether your heart is in the right place or not. If it isn't, man, just ask for forgiveness. Ask God, help me to get my heart in the right place, God. Show me the areas where I need to have corrected. Teach me. Allow your Holy Spirit to show me the ways to go. And that's really what's up, man. If you need prayer, give me a call, man. I would love to chop it up, pray with you. The number is 425-243-4285. Once again, that's 425-243-4285. Or hit us up on Twitter at Yada the King. You can DM me, tell me to follow you or whatever, and we can get it in, man. But this is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and we need to make sure our hearts is right, and that's what it is, man. And we got this praise that's never gonna stop. We out.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio, out in Las Vegas, right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas, right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV, AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
I'm Miss
Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio. Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.